The 200 steers died within a week's time from symptoms of pneumonia. Peter Vanderloo of the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory says the animals were not killed by a virus or an infection, but by what they ate.
We believe that what happened on this farm was due to moldy sweet potato.
Vanderloo says sweet potato byproducts were mixed in with the feed, and the mold created a microtoxin which killed the animals. Amherst area farmer Jerry Krupka says the loss of the cattle cost him $300,000, which was not covered by insurance.
It's a pretty good chunk of change. We'll be all right. I mean, we've been in the business for 35 years, and we've got a lot of equity in the rest of the farms.
But Krupka says he worries because other local farmers also feed the sweet potato byproduct to their cattle. Vanderloo notes that there is limited quality control of the byproduct from processing plants and that individual batches can also be affected by how they're stored.
This is not like General Mills when they make 100,000 boxes of Cheerios and they can do statistical sampling because all the boxes are the same and make a prediction about all 100,000 boxes. This is a different lot of stuff every time it comes out of the plant.
As for Krupka, he's happy that he's no longer the center of media attention and speculation that his cattle were a harbinger of the end of the world.
Most of that stuff was just silliness. The media, for a large part, got good portion of the stories wrong.
Krupka says he's going to cut the amount of sweet potato byproduct in his feed. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.